is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's time for Accessing Unlimited Potential with Kathy Vino Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Thank you. Again, blessed to be here at this astounding time. I'd like to begin by opening sacred space. And I've already done Palo Santo or sage. To the winds of the south, great serpent Satchamama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Otorongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the north, hummingbirds, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, come and warm your hands by our fire. Whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, great eagle Woban, condor Apuchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of. Give us clarity and vision and teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. And Mother Earth, Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children, the stone people, plant people, four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, thin-furred and winged ones, all our relations. And Father, Son, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations and Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names and you who are the unnameable one, illuminate this space. Guide all of us who hear this message in this journey at this time, bringing your love, bringing your support to help us through this amazing time. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to becoming a homo luminous being. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm part of the oneness of the omniverse. I now realize that we aren't only part of the multiverses. We are part of the all. I, along with 7 billion spirits, have been blessed to participate in Earth's transition and ultimate ascension. I've been blessed to be a communicator, a translator, a clarifier, and to support at this critical time in the history of our planet, guiding and assisting others on their healing journey through gifts I've been blessed with. I am in oneness with all of you, knowing that I am the light, I am the love, I am the truth, I am, as you all are. So I encourage you to continue to repeat this coded message to assist in the upliftment of yourself and of humanity. We are all divine beings in oneness with Creator. Millions of us have been selected to be way showers during this magnificent time, lighting the way along the path to ascension. As we each awaken, our higher frequencies will help others come out of their drugged slumber and see the light of love. I'd like to repeat a prayer I used to say all the time from Archangel Michael, and you all can use it to assist in clearing your energy field or that of any other or any area. I call in Archangel Michael, please bring in the light and lift off the negative entities for all who are listening and for those who will hear this message at a later time. Bring in the light and lift off the negative entities for all of us. Archangel Michael, bring in the light and lift off the negative entities or energies, clearing us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've entitled today, The Power of Now. Yes, I stole it from Eckhart Tolle, although it just came in, but that also was the title of his book. How is everyone doing? These times are beyond challenging as we move through the most pivotal time in the history of our planet. Where is this new Earth? What is going on? Why isn't everything resolved? Where is the peace, harmony, and love that was promised? Well, we are in this new Earth and already opening up to the energies of the age of Aquarius. But what we see around us is the revelation of the collapse of the old. This is unfolding at a pace that our physical, mental, and emotional bodies can handle. What we're witnessing has occurred, and we're now watching the news, the movie about it. The channels have assured us that, and I quote, we are in the last incarnation within duality, exposed to the veil of oblivion. The Creator has determined that the great learning in this school shall be completed. Nothing more can be learned within this limited veiled dimension. The old light arriving now will dissolve the fog that covered human consciousness. All will be revealed. It is the apocalypse that has been predicted since the beginning of time. It is the truth that is revealed, and it frees the planet from the kingdom of darkness forever. End of quote. Also, as a marker, I've been told that Earth has now been taken into the Galactic Federation of Light. And I'm going to add a footnote there. For a long time, we were sort of in solitude. We couldn't communicate. We were in this protective bubble because of all the darkness, and that has changed. If you've been following me for a year or more, I've been preparing you for this time. In January, I said that we will witness the total collapse of this matrix, the 3D illusionary world that we've lived in for eons. Well, this process, this entire process of making a huge shift in consciousness must first reveal and bring to light all that was hidden. The flood is upon us. And what I entitled in my March broadcast as the full truth is coming forward has held true. And I believe that this wave of truth will soon turn into a tsunami before it peaks in a huge pivotal event. This event will affect the entire world and will bring about a very positive shift. This is not to be feared. However, for those unaware, it may present like a World War III or nuclear holocaust. Trust that none of that can possibly occur. Hold on to that knowing tightly, because there is more to come that will cause those who are just awakening great concern. We are assured by our galactic family that we will make it through to a wonderful conclusion. We just need to trust in God, our divinity, and oneness. We are not alone in this journey, and great love and guidance from beyond is always with us. An additional thought I read is that your ascension, I quote, your ascension means the descent of those who use the wheel of time to their advantage, heedless of the souls of men. This game is truly over. End of quote. Portals of high resonating energy continue to flow to us. Even though we may not yet be seeing the changes we've hoped for or expected, most of you are experiencing these energies physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Many are becoming more discerning, now questioning so many things that we believe to be true. Also, what might have been important, like foods, relationships, entertainment, etc., are no longer of interest. Although we have reached critical mass, the veils for much of humanity are still lifting. Humanity is feeling things, sensing that all is not right, but still unaware of the truth of what's been going on for thousands of years. Many have yet to realize that we were in the Earth School and have now left the 3D illusionary school behind to move to a higher vibrational level. We learned the lessons that we all came here to learn for the expansion of the universe. Those listeners who've been following me and many others like me have been absorbing this information over the course of at least 3 years, and some much, much longer. The vast amount of information that must be revealed has to come out in stages, as humanity can only cope with so much at one time. One channel offered a perfect perspective, and I quote, "Even though you ended your 3D dance, you might not yet feel beyond 3D, for some pieces continue to impact your moods and interactions. Such is to be expected. You did not shift from a 3D infant to a toddler in one day. It was a process, as it is for you now." End of quote. Yes, and in this process, we are each traveling through in time at our own pace, in our own way. As I prepare for my broadcast, I follow the events unfolding on alternative news. I noted a few days ago that my energy level had gotten low. My mood was off, and my body began experiencing pain in random places. I initially chalked up the physical pain to gardening, but I knew that that felt awfully extreme, actually. And then I got a bloody nose that reoccurred 4 times over a 24-hour span. Well, it was then that I finally realized I had gotten so engrossed in all the negativity that my body was way out of balance. I had to stop in the middle of writing to do some intense energy work on myself to bring my system back into balance. This is a reminder that if we're not attending to our own self-care regularly, we're going to have a more difficult time during this transition. It doesn't benefit anyone, most especially us, if we are not focusing on taking extra special care of our own being. In addition, if we can maintain a higher vibrational frequency, this will benefit not only ourselves, but everyone around us, along with the collective consciousness. That's why the channeled messages send reminders to go within, stop, rest, breathe, find a quiet place, meditate, even if what you do is only for 5 minutes, a reset. In the quiet time, in the quiet time, if you pay attention, your body, your higher self will give you messages and nudges showing or telling you what you need at that time. When I was so off balance, I couldn't put my thoughts together. Once I turned that chaos and noise off, rebalanced my system, and brought my energy levels up, my thoughts flowed again, and I got clarity to continue my writing. As we move through this transformational process, so many conflicting thoughts and emotions are coming up. It's important to learn how to be an observer and view all that is playing out before us from a higher vantage point. We are becoming masters, people. We are experiencing our divinity more and more. This will assist us in remaining more balanced and not get brought into emotional highs and lows, so that we can process all more quickly and move back into our center of power. This is a time of awareness, coming to know who we really are, where we've been, what we've been through, and what is waiting for all to see. This isn't a journey of action any longer. It's a journey now of being. It has nothing to do with the chaos around us. That is merely what is initiating our need to explore within, because it's bringing up confusion, anxiety, and yes, fear. It's causing an imbalance like what I experienced this past week. What I'm knowing is that the questions, the imbalances that we're feeling, the confusion, are the things that are bringing us to discernment through our introspection. I've been looking, and yes, these words actually came in, looking for love in all the wrong places. I wanted answers. I get a little, I can't think of the word, obsessive. There we go, obsessive. Well, everything we need, all the answers, all the clarity, all the healing lies within us. That's where we're being guided to, within. Love is all we have. Love is everything. The past, the events playing out now, the hurts, the fears of tomorrow are irrelevant, totally irrelevant. What do any of those things do to change me now in this moment? I read Blossom's channel message yesterday morning, and it confirmed my clarity, and the simple statements rang true and brought me into now. And actually, I went and I didn't go back over it, but I had this whole dialogue, this verbal dialogue that I recorded about what it means to be in now. And what my now message might be to assist each of you along on your journey is what I'm seeking today. I can't create a new past. I can't guarantee a specific future. What I can do is be the most loving being in this now moment. And that is what changes everything. All the changes are a result of the now moment. Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, was sharing this truth. I read it years ago. I probably should reread it again. Because all of our power is in the now, and it's so much greater than we can possibly imagine. And when I thought about this and discussed it, and this has actually come up when I do work, when I work on my clients, and I get shown past lives. Well, past lives and future all exist in the now because it's not linear time. So when I do see a past life event, I'm shown, because it's dealing with something my client is needing at that time, I actually go into that event and I alter it for a positive outcome. And I'm doing it in the now because that is changing everything. What we thought was the past, what we believe is the future, it's all interconnected with this moment in time. I hope you got some clarity on that. The channel messages are sharing that our action is not needed. Although later on in this broadcast, I know I'm going to speak of fighting, but please don't take it as literally taking to action in the streets fighting. But what we're being told that's most important now is to maintain a high vibration. We are anchoring the light on Mother Gaia and sustaining a high vibrational frequency of love is what is most important to bring us into the higher vibrational reality we've been seeking. So it makes sense that all the stuff in the news is unimportant for us. It is, however, playing a role in continuing to awaken the collective consciousness. It's a strange time. I have days when I feel as though I'm in a void. I sense that it's the in-between time of moving from the high fourth into the fifth dimensional frequencies. Then I come back into my knowing that everything is playing out exactly as it needs to, and I come to realizing all is well. The new earth that I trust exists, and it's merely waiting for me in my thoughts and beliefs to be brought more fully into existence. Some days when I'm struggling, I don't feel the love as I want to. It's often a time when I'm studying too much, and then getting lost in all the things that are playing out in the alternative news, like I mentioned a little bit ago. When I've been working with clients, cooking a healthy meal, outside gardening, or involved in a project, I'm connected and feel light. Those things bring me joy, also known as love, and I can feel it. So the most productive, effective, efficient action will always be that which you are inspired to take when you are in a vibration of love. We've been encouraged to create our future with our imaginings. I'm not a visual person. It's not easy for me to picture what I want in terms of physicality. I don't want a new home. I don't want a this. I don't want a that. I don't care about the materialistic things. Instead, I'm focusing on how I want to feel. I'm asking for a loving family to be in my future. I'm wanting connection with like-minded people. I'm seeking community to engage with. I'm envisioning a future full of cooperation, creativity, freedom, harmony, peace, and joy. It's more about imagining the lightness I want to feel I'm calling in more music, more dance, more play, more singing. Those are the things I want to experience in this new earth. It's not about bigger or more material things. It's about filling my heart with joy in countless ways. One channel sums it up in this way, and I quote, "When you are working with the unknown of the future, you don't have to figure it all out with your very limited mind. Instead, you can focus on your feeling centers and trust that the universe has myriad ways to bring you realities that feel exactly like the vibration you are activating inside of you." End of quote. So I'm cleared on that side. Oh, I that was just spoken so beautifully. Well, there's so many factors coming together at this time that will culminate into our transition and subsequent ascension into the fifth dimensional reality we've been waiting for. None of this is coincidental. This roughly 26,000 year eon is over. All the ancient texts have spoken of this time. I sense that we moved out of the Earth schoolroom around the winter solstice, around December 21st, 2022. So in January, we fully entered the new Earth. Then on the spring equinox, March 23rd, we moved into rebirthing ourselves and our new Earth. And I believe that's what we are experiencing now, this birthing process with all the confusion, chaos, and pain that is visible all around us. All of this has been a plan since the moment we were seated on Earth. It's fascinating to examine the astrological alignments that are taking place, affecting everything on our planet. It's the plan for us to see and decipher so we can fully understand and be guided through all that is playing out now on Earth. To be honest, it wasn't until I started doing the study for broadcast and started tapping into what was going on astrologically. Prior to that, I didn't realize the power of the messages. And of course, I was probably reading silly horoscopes or something like that, and they didn't resonate. Well, what's going on is Pluto entered the sign of Aquarius on March 23rd for the first time in nearly 225 years. And when I speak of the sign of Aquarius in this sense, I think it's speaking of an astrological time, okay? Its presence is heralding massive changes in our world for the next 20 years. Pluto represents death, rebirth, and is associated with a massive long-term transformation. The last time Pluto was in Aquarius from 1778 to 1798, major changes occurred throughout the world. Many were fighting for independence, and both the American Revolution and a little later, the French Revolution occurred. America's Bill of Rights were ratified during this time in 1791. And along with many huge changes in society, many inventions and discoveries were also made. All of this was precipitated by Pluto's arrival. And then let's look at what happened 225 years. Pluto causes the depth or collapse of old systems and helps remove what no longer serves us. clearing the way for the rebirthing of the new. Pluto reveals what has been hidden, bringing it to the surface for us to purge the toxicity of it. And as it played out 225 years ago, a desire for independence, sovereignty, and individual power is being replayed one final time so we can take back our power permanently and move into a more aligned future, reclaiming our DNA, our freedom of speech, and our power. Pluto's entering like a nuclear power. It's helping us to recreate who we really are. It's time that we realize that all of our big evolutionary leaps come from off-planet, guiding and directing the energies here on Earth. This doesn't interfere with our free will. It sets the stage for what needs to play out. There are two eclipses coming soon also. In a few days, on April 20th, on the new moon, as I've come to know, when eclipses do happen, there will be a total solar eclipse. Then on May 6th, there will be a second eclipse on the full moon. Both eclipses are ruled by Mars, standing for rebellion and war. This is a time for us to fight for what we truly believe in. And I'm going to say here, not in a physical sense, not taking to the streets. That time is done. We don't have to do that anymore. It is more of a symbolic sense. It's a time to fight the old system. And Jupiter is there for truth to come up. It's clear, and I quote, that we are in an era of dramatic astrological changes, and we are also in an accelerated mode of evolution and ascension, end of quote. Each astrological age brings about change in our lives. We left the age of Pisces that lasted over 2,000 years. Let's think about that. This brought about the birth of many great religions that were used as an intermediary between us and God. Isn't that interesting? Pisces ruled the sacrifices of the self to promote a belief in something greater than us. Unfortunately, it hijacked our individual power. For over 2,000 years, we looked outside of ourselves for all the answers and the help, the external savior myth. As we come into the age of Aquarius, the same tactic won't work as people awaken to how we gave all our power away. We don't need a middleman to access God. We all have this power within ourselves. The concern I'm seeing here in America is that too many are still looking to one person, unnamed, I think you know who I'm speaking of, one person in our country to retake power, to save us. It's the old paradigm, folks. It's vital that everyone begins connecting to who we truly are. We have all the knowledge and power within us. As we come to realize that, we can create from a higher place. That is the rebirthing that Pluto brings forward. We've seen how extreme everything has gotten on our planet over the past 20 years. and how far that pendulum has swung, especially in these past few years in regards to social norms, the gender issue, sexual orientation, family values, and on and on and on. These extremes, most recently, from what I've seen, have become more and more obvious until at this very moment, what we're seeing is unbelievable and, I want to say, horrid and disgusting at times. These are more and more obvious until this very moment. These are being forced up and out and have to be obvious so it can be seen for all that it is. So we can reject it and move back into a place of balance. One channeled message from Jesus, he goes by Sananda, says, and I quote, have we not told you many times before, this great drama all of humanity is now experiencing is not about light or dark, good or evil, negative or positive, right or wrong, for there are many shades, interpretations, and levels of truth within each of these concepts. What you are seeking is the middle or balanced path. This entails bringing all the facets of your being, the physical, emotional, mental, and etheric bodies, back into harmony once more so they're resonating compatibility and they complement and strengthening each other. Truly balance. And I know I spoke of light and dark, light against dark, eliminating the dark. And I realize that it's not that distinct. I'm seeing the middle way. I'm understanding. Our planet is ascending right now. The sun is changing and we are experiencing what someone termed a solar tornado, and I looked it up. It's an actual term. I won't go into it. You can look it up. The sun is giving us everything, by the way. And energy is coming in that can't be stopped. This activity of the sun will continue to last until the end of 2024. It's bringing positivity. Our perception becomes reality. It's our perception of what we choose to see. Will it be the birth of the new earth or the end? I like the butterfly coming out, ending the chrysalis, opening to the new. And I couldn't help but remember, and this is crazy how we were told that the sun was dangerous to us just a few years ago. And yet, everything on earth needs the sun. Let's consider that. And I spoke about that a few years back. Well, at this time, Aquarius is also bringing the feminine and masculine aspects of ourselves and our world into balance. So that's helping there. And it is balance that we've been looking for, that we've been missing for so long on Mother Gaia. We're now entering the beginning of the balance, or as one channel called it, the equilibrium of the Great Mother. We're all interconnected in this galaxy and universe. As a result, this interconnectedness with others beyond us, which is our higher selves and also our future selves. There's so many terms that we could be using for this. Well, these others, whatever that is, all of that that's beyond us, can impact the collective consciousness on Earth through energy, consciousness, and vibration. And that is exactly what is assisting us in accessing all that is buried deep within us now. We hold within our higher selves all that we need to survive and expand in our evolution. However, we're being guided to let go that we figured it all out on what needs to happen for humanity to ascend. We're being encouraged to let go and trust that we're receiving exactly what we need and when we need. It's time to relax and open up to the energies that are coming to us. With our potential unlocked, it will be easier for humanity to ascend and ascend with joy, with excitement, and with love. Some are referring to this as the final battle. Again, take that in a symbolic way, please. It's the culminating power struggle between the old and the new world. We are regaining our power this eclipse season, bringing about big revolution. And from what I'm hearing, this is going to be the end of the movie. So whatever you're seeing out there, even that wonderful alternative news that I'm beginning to attend to less and less, nothing is what it seems. As we come to understand love, it brings up the awareness of how we view those around us. It's vital that we realize that everyone who comes into our life has an aspect of themselves that is reflecting an aspect of ourselves. When we tear down another, we are tearing down an aspect of ourselves. That doesn't add to our wholeness. That fractures us. It's likened to living in a hall of mirrors with everyone reflecting a different aspect of ourselves. The goal of seeing this is so that we can learn to love all parts of ourselves, even the parts that we viewed as ugly, unforgivable, or even shameful. And you might wonder, how can this be? Well, we're all part of the oneness of the universe. We're one with Source and one with everyone around us. We came here to experience, learn, and expand. That's why the reflections. So it's vital we let go of our resistance, our judgment, and our hate, so we can become more of who we really are when we allow everyone else to be as they are, because we're also allowing that of ourselves and accepting it. It's then that we can come to a place of acceptance, forgiveness, and love. We're making a choice moving forward. We can be a universe of peace, of trust, of love, and of connection, or a universe of fear, resentment, mistrust, and hate. We can come together, or we can continue to stay in separation. Obviously, I'm assuming all those hearing this message are choosing the loving, peaceful universe that's filled with joy, continuing our expansion and our evolution. So go forth. Be who you really are in word, thought, and action. There's so much going on, and I'll be honest, I had so much I could share, and yet I was so scattered at times. What do I bring forward? What do I say? What do I say? There's people, we're going to come to know that this is an extraordinary time beyond imagining. We're going to look back and be shocked, be awed by what, by the journey we will have traversed. There are some things, there's lots of things you can do to take care of yourself. And there's things that I wrote on my website. I'm not adding anything, but there's some thoughts, some ideas, some practices there, some tapping, the three thumps. I might even talk about breath work there. Or in my early broadcasts along the way these past 3 years, I've shared so many things with you. Another one I'm reminded that I used last night is to breathe, to just deep breathe. I had to do it last night because some stuff was going on with me that I'm not going to talk about because I'm still making sense of it. But I didn't know what else to do, and I finally, like, hit myself over the head, and it was breathe. And it suggested we find it 20 minutes daily, breathing. But if it's 5 minutes in that moment, do it for 5 minutes. If you can do it for 20, that's great. But I'm talking about taking a deep breath, and you can release it. You can do it as I'm talking now. Taking a deep breath and holding it. If you want to do it to 444, you can do that. Taking the deep breath in to the count of four, holding it to the count of four, releasing it slowly, exhaling fully to the count of four, and resting for a count of four, and then taking another deep breath. Because this is going to help us feel that all is well, because it is. We need to know that this roller coaster ride will end. And as I just said, in retrospect, we're going to reflect in amazement as to the journey we've completed. So connect to yourselves daily with the light, because it's our source of nourishment. It will help stabilize our emotional ups and downs. It'll help clear our minds, calling into the light and breathing in that light, taking care of ourselves in silence, even for just a few moments at a time throughout the day, until we can feel calm and peaceful. Shape the present for yourself, people. Rewrite the story you want to live from your heart and express it through your soul. Sananda shared this, and I quote, the greatest evil, and this is sounds rough, but it's a good message. The greatest evil, as soon as it has reached the greatest manifestation, is transformed. This is the act that now produces the desired results and turns everything for the better. Truly, nothing is as it seems. End of quote. I'd like to share a few more profound thoughts. Sometimes I reword things, but I think it's worth hearing. Sananda shared another important message about himself, and this came through during Easter time. And he says, and I quote, "I lived in the light, and so there was no suffering and no pain for me. Where there is light, there is also love. And love is also freeing of, free of feelings and energies of this kind. Suffering does not create love, only more suffering, misunderstanding, and hate. My love is a sign that I reject suffering. It's alien to me, and in my light it dissolves, is transformed, and rises as a divine spark into eternity. Suffering is not intended for you, and you create every pain through your thoughts and actions. Be vigilant in everything you do, in every thought, in the words you speak, and watch your actions." End of quote. And wasn't that the opposite? Isn't that the opposite of what we were taught? Oh, to suffer. We might want to rethink those religious precepts that so many of us were brought up with. The Arcturian Council shares this, and I quote, "Spiritual non-resistance is doing what you're guided to do, but doing it without giving the situation power or reality through the realization that although everything in the third dimension has an underlying reality, three-dimensional creations have no law to maintain or sustain them, are not God-ordained, and simply manifest three-dimensional beliefs, which is why they are always temporary." We're done, folks. And I continue, "It's time to really, truly, and honestly accept that a consciousness of oneness with God automatically constitutes your oneness with all that God is. And therefore, there is no need to continue constantly seeking good from the outer world. As this becomes your state of consciousness, the abundance, harmony, creativity, completeness, intelligence, et cetera, already fully present in your individualized divine consciousness will begin to manifest in seemingly ordinary ways and without effort." And Sananda ends with one, I want to end with one more. "Because," and I quote, "because it's always love that takes everything from you, suffering, worry, and fear, in order to give you everything, which is eternal access to your real being. Release your suffering. And you'll no longer find it in the world. It will dissipate as the fog dissipates once the sun breaks through. Your suffering is the suffering of your fellow human beings. Your joy is their joy. What remains is your divinity, your light, and your love, and your being, which is your essence, God." And Sananda goes on to ask, "If this were the greatest portal, greatest gateway, greatest time ever for you to set yourself up for more abundance, more prosperity, more well-being, more love, more potential, more possibilities, more joy, more happiness, more fun than you can ever have imagined possible in the decades to come, would it be finally worth once and for all coming in fully to realization in the now moment, fully in your power, knowing you are creator with your own creation of reality. No looking back, no more excuses, absolute knowing. And I leave you there. Closing sacred space. Sacha Mama gratitude, Otoranga gratitude, Ancient Ones gratitude, Woven and Apuchin gratitude, Pachamama gratitude, Father Sky, Sun, Star Nations and Source, thank you for all. I am the love. I am the light. I am the truth. I am. And so are all of you. And with blessings, I'm sent to you in love and light. Namaste.